This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
The English We Speak
from bbclearningenglish.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. I'm Feifei.
And I'm Sian. Hello. How was your weekend, Feifei?
Oh, it was awesome. I went to that film premiere and look who I've managed to get a photo with on the red carpet.
Oh, wow. He's even got his arm around you.
I know. Exciting, huh? I'm going to get this picture printed out and put on my wall.
Oh, dear. Have you seen this guy behind you making a funny face? Look, here on the left.
Where? Let me see. Oh, no, I didn't notice him. Oh, he's totally ruined it.
You know, we have a word for that. When an unexpected person appears in a photo as it's being taken.
Yes, it's called a photobomb, or you can photobomb someone. Let's hear some examples.
Oh no, this wedding photo has been totally ruined by a photobomber. Look at it.
This photo of my girlfriend and me would have been really nice, but my sister photobombed it.
So people photobomb as a kind of practical joke? I don't think it's very nice to ruin someone's photo, though.
Well, not always. Photobombing can also be done by accident. In fact, even animals can photobomb. Let's hear another example.
Look at this hilarious website showing pictures of animals photobombing. I think the goat one's the funniest.
You know, Feifei, I don't think it's ruined your photo. It's actually really funny. Look here at my photo. I was photobombed once too.
That's a nice picture. Oh, hang on. Is that the Queen in the background?
Yes, I was photobombed by the Queen of England.
Well, that photobomb has improved your photo. But I don't think it's the same for mine. I'm going to find a way to get rid of him from my perfect photo. Bye.
Good luck. Bye.
The English We Speak
from the BBC.